主，我们再一次来分享主的话。
Praise the Lord, we can share His word here.
那我在主面前寻求的时候，其实也是弟兄在聚会主聚同工的时候提醒的。
When I was seeking His guidance, and also at the time when we met for the meeting matters.
因为我上一次跟弟兄们讲到约翰福音第二章的时候，是讲到那个家中的爱宴的那个最后最好的酒。
Last time we shared about the best wine at the wedding feast.
那里讲到约哈巴谷的祷告，神啊，请你在这些年间复兴你的作为。
And we talked about the prayer of the prophet Habakkuk that may the Lord revive all his doing in these years.
那今天呢，乃是在哈该书里面神的宣告，这殿幕后的荣耀要大过于先前的荣耀。
Today we're to proclaim what has already been said in the book of Haggai that the glory of this temple will surpass the one of the past.
那么这个主题在主面前寻求的时候，神把我放在我心中的乃是看见神家的实际。
What the Lord put in my heart is to look at the actual practices in the house of God.
那我从主那里承接负担的时候，我跟主说，主啊，这个不是今年西安特会已经讲过了吗？
And I asked the Lord a question, was this not already explained very well in the West Coast Christian Conference this year?
今年西安的特会是教会属灵的实际。
And this year, their theme is that the actual practices in the church.
但是主还是把这个负担放在我的里面。
But still, the Lord put the burden in my heart to share this topic.
我即使我跟主说，主啊，让弟兄姐妹去听西安特会信息就好了。
I was thinking that the brother and sister could just listen to the recordings of the conference.
但是我说我主，我无法承担这样的信息。
And I told the Lord, this topic is too big for me.
那感谢主，主还是把这些话放在我的心中，我仍然还要跟弟兄姐妹来做一些分享。
But still, the Lord put this burden in my heart, so I still want to share with you more on this topic.
感谢主，这神家的实际我把它分成五个要点，打在屏幕上了。
And I will share with you five different aspects of the spiritual actual practices of the house of God.
这个五个纲要的话，你可以很清楚看见，明明有五样的事物，五件的事情。
There are five different aspects to look at these.
第一，你是看根基。
First, the foundation.
第二是光。
Second, the light.
第二个是真理的律，生命。
And third, the principle of truth.
这个第三是神家中的祝福祷告。
And fourth, the prayer is the blessing in the house of God.
第五是讲到权柄。
And last, we look at the authority.
那么这五样的事物呢，在旧约中，如果你去看会幕的话，很清楚的就看见了。
And these five very different things had their type in the temple in the Old Testament time.
你不管是在会幕也好，是在圣殿也好，许多时候或者祭祀也好，祭物也好，许多的事物会改变，但这五样的事物绝对不会改变。
So the temple, the tabernacle, and the priest, and all these things may change, but the principles here, these five different principles, they will never change.
当你进入神家的时候，你首先看见是铜祭坛。
First, when you enter the tabernacle, you saw the altar, the bronze altar.
然后你就看见那个铜的洗濯盆。
And when you see the washing basin,
这个乃是说到十字架的两面。
And this is talk about two different sides of the cross.
你在铜祭坛那里，你会看见羔羊在那边流血。
At the altar, the lamb shed its blood.
你看那个洗濯盆那里是有那个水。
And the washing basin, you find water.
所以主耶稣在十字架上，他流出他的血跟他的水来。
So in the same way on the cross, Christ shed his blood and water on.
当你进入这个圣所的时候，在你的左手边那个有看见那个那个金灯台。
And when you enter the holy place, on the left side you saw the lampstand.
这个就是第二神家启示的光。
And this is talking about the light source of their revelation.
但上帝的右手边在北面，那边有一个陈设笔的桌子。
On the right side you will see the table of the presentation bread.
那里看见基督丰富的复活的生命。
And there you experience the resurrected life of Jesus.
但在幔子的前面有一个金香坛。
And right before the veil, you see an altar for the burning sin.
是那里看见我们的祷告。
And that represents our prayers.
但主不光让我们只停留在这里。
But the Lord does not want us to stop right here.
主要让我们更加的那个幔子要裂开的时候，带我们进入至圣所。
And the veil is to be split, and the Lord will lead us into the Holy of the Holies.
所以你就在那里就看见那个法柜的施恩座。
And there you see the ark.
那里给我们看见元首。
And there is the head.
属天那个秩序的那个权柄。
That's the heavenly order of the authority.
所以我是先让大家全部看过了。
And now that you have seen everything,
我们先看过全部再来看，在整体的观中，我们再来看局部。
And after the overview, we're going to look at each specifics.
神教这个实际有五样事物是紧密关联的。
And there are five things here, and they are all interrelated.
是不可以切割的。
And you cannot separate one from each other.
是不可以分开的。
And they're all together.
因为你交通十字架的时候，他你也会看见生命，也会看见圣灵，也会看见祷告，也会看见元首。
When we look at the cross, you will also see the Holy Spirit, the resurrected life, the prayer, and also the head.
你交通到圣灵的时候，也会关乎到十字架，关乎到复活，关乎到祷告，关乎到元首。
And when we look at the Holy Spirit, His word.It also involves all the other four things.
所以我下面就不讲，每一样都是相关联的。
So you can see that everything is connected to each other.
但是为着交通的缘故。
But for the sake of our understanding,
我们一样一样的来看它。
We'll try to look at them one by one.
那么这里面有些一定交通的时候一定会有一些重叠的地方。
So you may find some overlaps when I share.
但总体来讲基督是一切，又在一切之内。
But overall, Christ is all and He's in all.
好，我们下面读一点。刚才弟兄带我们读的一些是经文，然后我们再读一些经文。
We have read some scriptures, but we'll read some more.
请我们打开这个约翰福音第一章。
Let us turn to Gospel of John.
约翰福音第一章50-51节。
We'll read verse 50 and 51. Chapter 1, 50-51.
耶稣对他说，这个是对拿单业说的哈，因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。又说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子的身上。
And Jesus told him, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
如果你们要 highlight 的话，我请你们 highlight 三个地方。
Here we can highlight three different places.
就是你将要看见比这更大的事，这更大的事，你可以把它 highlight 起来。
The one thing is that you will see greater things.
然后第二就是你们要看见天开了，看见天开了。
Second, you will see heaven open.
第三，在人子的身上。
Thirdly, everything is on the Son of Man.
这个乃是神家的实际的三个方面，主耶稣要给我们看的。
And this is what the Lord wants us to see, the three different aspects at the house of God.
主自称它是一件更大的事。
The Lord says, this is a greater thing.
怎么能够看见呢？
When how can you understand that?
必须有一个敞开的天。
There must be an open heaven.
把我们所有的注意力都摆在人子身上。
So we will draw all our attention to the Son of Man.
好，我们再看，再读一段的圣经，出埃及记十二章。旧约的出埃及记十二章5-7节。
Now let's turn to Old Testament, Book of Exodus, chapter 12:5-7.
出埃及记第十二章第五节，要无残疾一岁的公羊羔，你们 或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取，都可以。要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了，各家要取点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋，羊羔的房屋的左右门楣，门框和门楣上。
The animal you choose must be year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take down some of the blood and put it on the side of the top of door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs.
第十五节，你们要吃无酵饼七律，头一律要把酵从你们各家中除去，因为从头一律起到第七律为止，凡吃有酵之饼的，必从以色列中剪除。
Verse 15. For 7 days you are to eat bread without any yeast. On the first day, remove the yeast from your houses. For whoever eats anything with yeast in it from the first day through the seventh must be cut off from Israel.
第十八到二十节，从正月十四律晚上直到二十一律晚上，你们要吃无酵饼，在你们各家中七律之内不可有酵。因为凡吃有酵之物的，无论是寄居的，是本地的，必从以色列的会中剪除。有酵的物你们都不可吃，在你们一切住处都要吃无酵饼。
Verse 18 through 20. In the first month you are to eat bread without yeast, from the evening of the 14th day until the evening of the 21st day. For 7 days no yeast is to be found in your houses, and anyone, whether foreign or native born, who eats anything with yeast, in it must be cut off from the community of Israel. Eat nothing made with yeast. Wherever you live, you must eat unleavened bread.
好，然后我们再读哥林多前书第五章七到八节。
Turn to New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8.
哥林多前书五章第七节、第八节，你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羊羔基督已经被杀献祭了，所以我们守这节不可用旧教，也不可用恶毒邪恶的教，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
Get rid of the old yeast so that you may be new unleavened batch, and you really are, for Christ our Passover lamb has been sacrificed. Therefore let us keep the festival not with the old bread leavened with malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread, with of sincerity and truth.
最后我们看最后一处圣经，以弗所书第五章二十六到二十七节。
Lastly, we look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 and 27.
以弗所书第五章二十六节，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
好，我们经文就读这么多。
This is all the scripture we need.
我们知道使徒约翰的执事哦。他为着要恢复那些已经失去的恩典和真理。
And the Apostle John, the Lord gave him a task to restore the testimony that has been lost.
他不给我们提供任何一些新奇、新鲜、好像新奇的东西。
And there's nothing like a new fantasy or something that we haven't seen.
他只把我们带回宝座前。
His task is to bring us back to the throne.
把我们带到起初原有的。
What has there been there from the very beginning?
叫我们能够面对那起初原有的那个光和爱。
So that we will find the original light and the original love.
和那个生命。
And the life.
所以呢，我们只要回到源头去。
So let's come back to the source.
我们就能够重新又能够发现这些最初而且是最重要的那些属灵的实际。
At the origin, we'll find all the most important spiritual truths.
虽然约翰给我们没有一些新奇的东西，但是他所给我们的那个启示是非常高的。
Although it is not something that we have not heard of, but these are all very high revelations.
因为主耶稣的话很清楚，那个告诉我们说天开了。
Because the Lord Himself said, "Heaven opened."
那个他给我们的那个范围是属天的范围。
So this is the scope of a celestial one.
他所带给我们境界的是一个属灵的境界。
And this is a spiritual realm.
所以当我们把注意力摆在神子，也是人子的耶稣身上。
So let's put our attention on the Son of Man, that is also the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
如果你离开这个，
if you depart from that,
就没有神家的实际。
Then there is no actuality of the house of God.
第一，神家一切的事物的根基乃是十字架。
And the very foundation of everything in God's house is cross.
我们讲到，我们上一次讲到这个讲到迦拿的婚宴的时候，那里那是给我们看见爱神。
And last time when we talked about the wedding feast in Cana, we talked about the love of God.
因为那里表现主耶稣很清楚说，有了我的命，有了我命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
For it tells us that those who truly love God will obey His command.
主在那里显出他的荣耀来。
The Lord reveals His glory there.
门徒就信他了。
And His disciples believe in Him.
是因为我们看见说主，因为玛利亚那句话说。他告诉你们什么，你们去做什么。
Because Mary told the servants, whatever he tells you to do, do it.
所以主耶稣说，我必要向他显现。
So the Lord says, I will reveal myself to them.
遵守我命令的，我父必也必爱他。
So those who obey my commandments, my Father will also love him.
并且向他显现。
And will also show himself to him.
那么到了今天这一段，刚才弟兄带我们读的。乃是给我们看见爱神的家。
Now, the scripture we read today from the book of John is talking about the love of God's house.
一个爱神的人必定爱神的家。
The one who loves God must love God's house.
这就是神的教会。
That is the church.
当我们看，首先去看这个属灵事物的时候，我们也看见主耶稣在前面啊，特别在迦拿的婚宴的宴席上跟玛利亚对话的时候，有一句话叫做我的时候。
Spiritually, we look at one thing important when Jesus mentioned my time when he spoke to Mary.
这个我的时候所指向的就是十字架。
And that moment points to the moment on the cross.
所以我们今天这个信息跟上一次的信息其实是连在一起的。
So the message today is related to the message we've heard last time.
因为一切的事物都要回到十字架。
For everything must come back to the cross.
那么就是逾越节所表明的。
And that is represented in the story of Passover.
整个的经文一开始的时候是犹太人的逾越节定的，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
So here we first read that when it's almost time for the Passover of the Jewish.
你看见每一次逾越节，主耶稣都要上耶路撒冷。
You recall that Jesus always goes up to Jerusalem on every Passover.
因为摆在他前面的喜乐就是十字架。
Because the joy set before him is the cross.
他的心何等的爱慕耶路撒冷。
For his heart desires and loves Jerusalem.
何等爱着神的家。
He loves the house of God.
所以我的时候乃是主支配所有的事情。
So when he said my time, he's in control of everything.
逾越节乃是一年之首。
Passover is the beginning of the year.
刚才我们已经读了出埃及记十二章，那里讲到正月十四日羔羊被杀。
So we just read from Exodus that the lamb was to be slaughtered on the 14th day of the first month.
就在这个事实的里面，十字架奠定了以色列人属灵历史的根基。
So in this fact, we found the foundation of everything thatthe Israelite learned spiritually.
有了这个，神家的实际就开始了。
So when you, at this starting point, the house of God started to materialize.
但是同时，在这个逾越节的后面七天呢，从正月十四到正月二十一日呢，这里又称作主教节。
After that, the 14th day, there are 7 days that there's a feast of unleavened bread.
你可以看见一个事实，十字架乃是反对一切不属于神的、不属于神家的事物。
There we see the cross is doing its work to get rid of everything that does not belong to God.
这也就是为什么主耶稣一进到圣殿的时候，进到他家中的时候，你看见说他的心中焦急如同火烧。
That is why when we see that when Jesus entered the temple, the zeal of the house of God was consuming him.
教有一个特性。
And the East has one feature.
实在说来应该好几样特性。
Actually, it's more than just one.
第一，它就是这就是发，就是大。
And when you put in the East it will make it expand.
这是所有人天然的偏好。
And that is a natural tendency of our mankind.
因为我们总是喜欢大的东西。
We always love bigger things.
我们总喜欢这样发起来的东西。
We like things that are popped up.
总觉得这样的话我们感受很好。
And it makes us feel good.
那我们的聚会是一个小小的。
Now, our gathering is a small one.
但是感谢主，不要担心。主说你们是小群，父乐意把国赐给你们。
But the Lord told us, you small group, the Father is willing to give the kingdom to you.
那还有一个特性呢，它就是软。Soft.
Oh, it is soft. When you put things in the East, the batch becomes soft.
所有软的东西呢，都是容易让人接受。
And the soft things usually make us easier to accept.
还记得主耶稣说吗？你们吃我肉，喝我血的人就有永生。
And when Jesus proclaimed that those who eat of my flesh and drink of my blood will have eternal life.
我就是生命的饼。
I am the bread of life.
但是犹太人说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
And many of the Jews said it is so difficult to understand that.
我们总喜欢放一些酵，软一点，那就可以接受了。
So now when we put the yeast mixed with the batch, it becomes softer, and then we start to accept them.
结果就放叫下去。
So the more yeast we put there,
所以我们要担心。
Let's be careful.
第三方面，那个叫呢不真实。
And the yeast makes things unreal.
容易给人假象。
It will give people the disguised image.
主耶稣进到圣殿的时候，那些祭司啊，那些利未人，他们也在忙前忙后的，好像在侍奉神。
And when Jesus entered the temple, the priests and the Levites, they're busy, in a sense, worshiping God.
但是在主的眼光来看的话，许许多多的假象。
But the Lord looked through all this, and he saw all these disguises there.
你今天去放眼去看今天的这个世界。
And when you look at the world today,
给我们许多的假象。
It also gives us a lot of disguises.
许多虚拟的东西。
And many things that are unreal.
你上网去看看就知道了。
And you can find a lot of that on the internet.
它会给你一个虚拟的世界。
There is a virtual world there.
那你做一个虚拟的主角。
And you're the main character in that virtual world.
甚至也有虚拟的货币。
And there's virtual, currency.
我不晓得大家都知道最近有一个东西叫做元宇宙。
I think lately you have heard something about the... Okay, anyway, whatever that is.
整个都是用这些来迷惑人。
And all this kind of confuses us.
来杀人的时间，来杀人的生命。
And it takes our time and it consumes our life.
因为你看见仇敌的工作哦，就是把这些的假象带给人。
And one of the work of the enemy is to use the false image to fool us.
来麻醉人。
To make us numb.
特别在神的家中，他就是要把教带进来的，要担心。
And the enemy wants to bring east into the house of God. And we must be alert.
把这些属天的、属灵的事物据为己有。
And there's a tendency to take these heavenly things to ourselves.
加上版权、注册、商标跟专利。
And then we also maybe claim a copyright on that.
黑暗时期的教会、神职人员在地上，他们在那个时候，他们垄断属灵的事物。
And in the dark ages, the priests in the church, they just keep those spiritual things to themselves.
变成那种巧取豪夺、满足人私欲的那个买卖、那个专利的买卖。
And sometimes they, under the disguise, they steal and they deceive.
约翰在写给别加摩教会的时候，他说：“我知道主耶稣的话说，我知道你的居所就是由撒旦的作为。”
And when Jesus wrote to the church of Pergamum, he said that I know where you live, where there's a seat of Satan.
神的家中竟然仇敌在里面安家了。
And it is so surprising that the seed of Satan can be found in the house of God.
因为他们里面所有的事物乃是充满了血气、情欲和人意。
So all these things, in that church, we find a lot of fleshly things and mainly men's desire.
他们中间的桌子不是主的桌子。
The table they have there is not the table of the Lord.
你看见在这里，主耶稣把他们的桌子给推翻。
Here in the temple, Jesus turned over those money exchangers' tables.
他们中间的座位不是主的宝座。
For the throne set up there is not the throne for the Lord.
看见那些兑换银钱的人坐在那里。
是的。So the money exchangers sat there.
所以主就在这个时候把那个光带进来了。
And right at that moment, the Lord brought the light in.
那光是真光。
And the light is the true light.
那是十字架的光。
And that is the light shine on the cross.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
能在那边即使可以做主没有吩咐他要去做的事。
So they are doing things that the Lord did not command them to do.
但是主的光仍然照进来。
But the Lord still brings in His light.
上一次那个Pastor Brown 给我们看见那个光是没法挡的，是没法挡得住。
Oh, okay. Last time Pastor Brown shared with us here that nothing can overcome the light.
黑暗是不能够胜过的。
The dark cannot overcome the light.
主耶稣进去的时候，首先我们看见。这里给我们看见耶稣看见第十四节第一这个字就是看见主看见。
In verse 14, we see that the Lord sees.
所以我们必须如果对属灵的事物有认识的话，必须要有启示。
So for us to understand the spiritual things, we must first receive revelation.
必须有要像主耶稣一样的眼光。
We must share the perspective of the Lord Himself,
才能看见实际的事物。
And then we can find the actual truth.
不会被虚假的事物迷惑，以为在侍奉神。
And will not be deceived by those disguising things.
十字架乃是一个判别。
So the cross is the discernment.
神的家是圣洁的。
The house of God is a holy place.
所以刚才我们讲到铜祭坛跟洗濯盆。
We talk about a bronze altar and the washing basin.
主的血是洗净我们的罪。
Because the blood of the Lord cleanses our sins.
那么那个水是洗去我们的污秽。
And the water washes away those dirty things.
那么他起来行动。
And then the Lord started to act.
把这些情况呢，把它赶出去。
And he get rid of all these things.
把那些不符合神心意的东西倒出。
And he put out all those things that are not after the Lord's heart.
也把它推翻。
And he overturned those things.
那么今天神的家教会看见所有的事物都要经过各个他。
So same way in the church, the house of God, everything must go through the Calvary.
我们看清楚审判的权柄是给到神的儿子。
And we see that authority to judge is given to the Son of God.
经过审判不是目的。
But the judgment itself is not the purpose.
审判是一个过程。
The judgment is a process.
但经过这个审判之后，我们看见那个光就照进来了。
And through the judgment, then we see the light.
然后主把我们带到圣所。
Then the Lord will lead us to the Holy of Holies.
如同刚才诗歌所唱的，这里有神的同在。
Just like when we sing the song, it says, "Here we have the presence of God."
这里有圣灵的膏油。
Here is we find the anointment of the Holy Spirit.
这里有神的生命。
Here we find the life of God.
我们看迦拿的婚宴。
And now when we look back at the wedding feast at Cana,
娶新妇的就是新郎。
And the bridegroom is to take the bride.
新郎的朋友站着。
And the friends of the groom stand there and they feel the joy.
故此这喜乐就满足了。
And their joy is to be complete.
谢谢。那个喜乐才是主的目的。
And the Lord's purpose is for us to have the joy.
那么今天我们怎么过这个逾越节呢？
And how shall we celebrate this Passover today?
保罗在哥林多前书第五章那里很清楚地告诉我们。
And that's what Paul shared with in the 1 Corinthians.
我们守这节不可怨旧教。
And he said, when we observe this festival, we're not to do it with the old leavened bread.
那我们来看他。
Let us focus on the Lord.
实在说来，我们今天的逾越节就是我们的薄饼聚会。
So in a sense, every time we gather before the Lord's table, that is a Passover.
主把桌子摆在这里。
So the Lord already set the table here.
主把宝座设立在这里。
And His throne is established here.
每一次主叫我们来看他，来喝他，来吃他。
And He invites us to eat of Him, drink of Him.
让我们与他联合。
And so that we be connected with Him.
必须要把教出去。
But we must get rid of the east.
保罗也告诉我们，我们乃是那个无酵的面。
Paul says that we are the new batch that's unleavened.
乃是一个新团。
This is a new batch.
因为逾越节的羊羔基督已经被杀献祭了。
For the lamb of the Passover, Christ himself has been sacrificed.
除去我们的恶毒跟阴毒。
Let's get rid of all the malice and wickedness.
让我们用那个真正诚实的无酵饼。
We must observe the Passover with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
这个就是教会属灵的实际。
And that is the actuality of the church, house of God.
十字架给我们看见爱的标记。
And on the cross, we find the symbol of love.
看见爱的赦免。
And the symbol of forgiveness.
因为只有这里你就摸到那最真实的食物。
And now we find the real things in spiritually.
我们不欣赏我们自己。
We're not to look at ourselves too high.
我们只欣赏主耶稣。
But we actually look at Christ with an admiration.
就好像诗歌所唱的，心腹不看自己衣裳，只看他所爱的新郎。
And that just like one song says, the bride is not to look at her own gown, but to look at the groom.
每一次我们擘饼的时候，我们都要在主面前审查自己。
So every time we take the bread and the wine, we must examine ourselves.
都需要十字架的光来照着我们。
We ask the light of the cross shed on ourselves.
看看我们有没有哪些的事物需要除去的。
So we ask the Lord, what are the things that we need to get rid of?
我想今天，我是没有办法把这个五点全部把它讲完。
Obviously, I cannot cover all five points today.
我在预备信息的时候，主旨其实是把这些所有五个点摆在那里，但是我在主面前暂时所承接的负担，只是在今天的第一段，神家一切事物的根基，十字架。
Although the Lord did give me the five different things, but my burden today is to really focus on the first one.
我跟弟兄姐妹分享一个见证。
And I'll share with you a testimony.
这是一个尼陀生弟兄一个朋友的经历。
And this is a true story of a friend of a brother Watchman Nee.
这个尼弟兄的一个朋友呢，他呢，他心中恨一个人。
This friend of brother Nee, he he has hate of someone.
因为那个人非常厉害地得罪他。
For that person really insulted him.
这件事情非常的严重，以后甚至你弟兄的朋友要把那个仇人杀了都不足以泄恨。
And it's become such a severe things in his life that he desired to kill the person.
但是那个人信主了。
But then that person he hated,
他并不知道
became Christian. And this friend of Brother Ni, he did not know that.
那尼弟兄的朋友呢？那好多年都没有看见这个人。
So for many years, Brother Ni's friend did not see this person he hated.
有一天，他到了一个地方，来了一个聚会的里面。
One day he entered a gathering.
当地的基督徒他们聚在一起擘饼。
And the Christians met together before the Lord's table.
那么他们是这样子，他们是先介绍然后再开始擘饼。
And then they are to introduce the newcomers before they take the bread and wine.
那这个尼弟兄的朋友他 当他站起来被介绍的时候就发现下面有一个是他的仇人。
So when this friend of Brother Ni, when he stood up to introduce himself, he noticed that person he hated the most sat among the people.
他在这里，我怎么办？
And the thought came to his mind, how should I deal with this?
我不知道他在这里。
I did not realize that he could be here.
这个饼怎么剥啊？
And how am I going to take the bread?
那个酵在他心中开始发作。
And now the yeast started to work in his heart.
当弟兄姐妹们在擘饼聚会开始祷告的时候，他就安静地悄悄地走了。
So when the brother and sister start to pray right before taking the bread, he decided to leave.
在路上呢，他一面走，一面在那里想自己是怎么得救的。
And while he was walking away from the church, he thought about how he was saved.
但是另一面，他又觉得那个满怀的那个仇恨哦，在他心中他没有办法 stop。
But on the other hand, he felt that the hate he felt worked strongly in him.
他呢走得越远，心中的那个怒气哦就越增加。
The further he walked away from the church, the more anger he felt.
那么主的光照他。
Now right there, the light of the Lord, it was shed on him.
那么他就想起。他在十年前是怎么得救的？
Now he remembered 10 years ago how he was saved by the Lord.
十字架的主是如何爱他并且赦免他的？
The Lord of the cross, how the Lord loved him and forgiven him.
但是当有光还不够。
But just receiving that revelation light, that's not enough.
他觉得没有能力。
He doesn't feel that he has power to overcome.
他觉得自己没办法赦免。
He didn't feel that he can forgive right there.
那么圣灵，感谢主，圣灵就把生命的话给他。
But praise the Lord, the Holy Spirit gave him the word of life.
所以有光还要有生命，还要有爱，那才完全的。
So we must receive the light, but we're also to receive the word and the life.
那么就是在约翰福音第13章35节那里有一句话说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
So he recalled that in John 13:35 the Lord said, if you love each other, then the people will recognize that you are my disciples.
所以那一句话一进来的时候，他那个能力就来了。
And when he received that word, he had the power.
对，他立刻就跟主说，主啊，我愿意赦免他。
He received the power and he told the Lord, yes Lord, I'm ready to forgive that person.
然后他就转身回到聚会的里面去。
And now he turned around and went back to the church.
你看那个力量，那个是那个力量，那个光和爱，跟生命的力量推着他往前走。
That power of the light and the life propels him to walk back.
当他回到聚会的时候，
When he came back to the gathering,
他们正 弟兄姐妹们正准备开始咬薄饼。
It was right at the moment the brothers and sisters are ready to break the bread.
那么他就站起来交通。
And he stood up and he gave a testimony.
把过去所有这一切的事情全部都告诉了他们。
He gave them all the details of the past.
神是如何的从他心里除掉一切的仇恨。
And how the Lord removed all the hate in his heart.
你看见那个爱就显明在哪里了。
And there you find the love being manifested there.
所以感谢主，有光还要有生命，还要有爱。
We praise the Lord. We are to receive the light and the life and the love.
十字架的光。
The light of the cross.
十字架的生命。
And the life on the cross.
和十字架的爱。
And the love on the cross.
神家一切的事物的根基都是根据十字架。
And that is the very foundation of everything in God's house.
保罗说，要用水借着道把教会洗净。
And Paul says, wash, cleanse the church, with the washing, wash clean with the water through the word.
把旧教除尽，成为新团。
So that we to remove the yeast of the unleavened, old unleavened bread, so we become a new unleavened bread, a batch.
成为真正诚实的无酵饼。
So that we to have that unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
圣洁献给基督。
And holy, blameless, to be presented to Christ.
做个荣耀的教会，除去玷污、皱纹、等内的病。
That is a radiant church without a wrinkle, stain or other blemish.
乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
It is a holy and blameless church.
那我们低头做个祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主，我们实在是感谢你，你把你的光给了我们。
Lord, we praise you for you give us your light.
主啊，是你把我们眼睛打开。
You open our eyes.
主啊，看见神家的实际。
Help us to see the actuality of your house.
你当初如何在旷野里面？给雅各看见那个梯子。
How you showed that letter linked to heaven in the wilderness to Jacob.
雅各是如何看见这是神的殿，这是天的门。
So that Jacob proclaimed, this is the heaven of God, this is the gate of heaven.
今天你再一次把这个家展示在我们面前。
Today you reveal to us again your house.
看见你把我们带到属天的境界的里面。
Take us to that spiritual heavenly realm.
给我们看见我们的主耶稣。
Help us to see Jesus.
你如何在十字架上为我们所成就的这一切。
How you accomplished everything on the cross for us.
是你把神家带到我们当中。
It is you, Lord, who brought the house of God to us.
主啊，你要道成肉身住在我们中间。
And you are the word became flesh and you dwell with us, Lord.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth, Lord.
主啊，但愿主你是我们在你的光的面前向你俯伏敬拜。
We bow our head and worship you in your light, Lord.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We praise you, we give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.